Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Wise decision years ago to move from Maryland to work on his grandfather's farm near Oakley, Minnesota, and the rest is history. That's John Kimball, owner of TJ's Bar in Oakley, and John invited me down to the open mic this last week, and I wasn't able to make it because my car, Old Blue, finally bit the dust after 15 and a half years. I haven't had a car payment in 12 and a half years. And actually, she runs like a dream, but the rear suspension rusted out, and they tell me you cannot weld to rust. So that's it for Blue. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan. This is the last day of February 2013, and you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. I'd like to give a shout-out to my friend Bob Muscovitz, who's listening down in Hackensack, Minnesota. I've never quite made it to Hackensack. I've been real close, but I'm going to have to make it down there this summer and bring my guitar, I think. And I think next Monday I'm going to go down and see John Kimball at TJ's Tavern in Oakley and play the open mic. There's nothing more fun than getting together with other musicians. Up next, Lori Ackermark, who is a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, with a tune called The Cattails of Rum River Creek.
Night's getting late for a starling. I know you're bone tired too. We're done our best to be patient, though I fear a pardon's overdue. Hold your tongue like an angel. Night's getting late for us, darling. We'll need a good night's sleep real soon. I'll dream. Oh, bed me down softly in the cattails of Rum River Creek. And wine like the river of warm Okoboji as she trails to the sea. Morning arrives, we'll be grateful to sing another day. Do our best to be patient. Once again, we earnestly pray. You can bed me down softly in the cattails of Rum River Creek. Wine like the rivers of warm Okoboji as she trails to the sea.
Michael McElrath on guitar, The Cattails of Rum River Creek. I know where the Rum River is. That runs through Cambridge, Minnesota, which is getting close to my hometown of St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, where my buddy Don Karski listens every Thursday night to Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, a song sent to us just last week by Chris Gim from the Twin Cities, and I look forward to meeting Chris in March when I'm down that way for some training for my regular job. And if anyone's curious, I am an employment counselor for the state of Minnesota and get to help a lot of people find jobs. It's a very rewarding job, and I'll be down there for some training in the third week of March and hope to stop and see Chris play at, got to think, with the Precision Grind on Franklin Avenue. Chris, if you're listening, hi, here's your tune, Got Feet, Won't Dance.
Head ranch hand, he came for whiskey and to hear the band. Saw her dancing, gave her a smile, she started over. When she asked him if he'd like to dance, he gave her what you call a sideways glance. He moved in close to say it's not his style, and then he told her, got feet won't dance. There ain't a single circumstance where you would even have a chance now. That's my stance now, I won't dance. She said, come on, the song is nice and slow. He shook his head and just told her no. I don't mean no disrespect to you, but dance is something I won't do. The last person who said, cowboy, let's dance, wanted to fight, left with his teeth in his hand. You can scoot, you can slide, you can shimmy too, but I won't be dancing with you. Got feet who won't dance. There ain't a single circumstance where you would even have a chance now. That's my stance now, I won't dance. Time goes by, and now he's her guy. And when they dance, it ain't out on the floor. They've been together for about a year. He looks at her, he can see a tear. He's gotta leave for a rodeo. She says she really don't want him to go. He pulls her close and he gives her a smile. He says, I'll be gone for a little while. Yeah, you know that I'll be going out, but there ain't nothing you should worry about. Got feet won't dance. There ain't a single circumstance where they would even have a chance now. That's my stance now, I won't dance. Got feet who won't dance. There ain't a single circumstance where they would even have a chance now. That's my stance now, I won't dance. Got feet who won't dance. There ain't a single circumstance where they would even have a chance now. That's my stance now, I won't dance. Say I won't dance. No, no, I won't dance. I won't dance. Got feet who won't dance. I won't dance.
Our house back in the woods, built it ourselves because we could. And when we were done, we said it was good. We wanted to live the simple life. I gather wood right off our land, split lit it for fire with my own hands. Draw my water from the spring when I can, also we can live the simple life. I just couldn't live in the city. There's way too many roads and not enough trees. I can only take it for a day or two, then it's back to the simple life. I was brought up at the edge of town, one foot on pavement, one on ground. Crowded days at school spun my head around, so I'd hurry home to my simple life. Now I can't seem to give up one or the other. The city's my work, the woods my lover. So I'll go between the two forever, as long as I can live my simple life. I just couldn't live in the city. There's way too many people and not enough solitude. I can only take it for a day or two, and it's back to my simple life.
Isn't that lovely? That's a man who records his albums in his solar-powered log cabin on the north shore of Lake Superior, and his name is Michael Monroe. I hear James Taylor on guitar and Neil Diamond singing. It's beautiful. I'd like to wish a very, very happy birthday yesterday to a person who's most special in my life, and that is JT. JT Anderson, or Jeremy, my grandson Odin's father. We went out to dine last night here in Thief River Falls and had a real laid-back but nice time. JT, if you're listening, happy birthday. And I trust you're having a great week, and you'll have a great weekend here. Yeah, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, and I'd like to say hello to my friend Mike Q. Thomas, the guy I wrote the song Mike Q about, he's down in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and congratulate Mike because he's lost 40 pounds so far. And we've both kind of figured out that weight loss really takes place in the brain more than anything. And I'm down 7 pounds, so he's winning the race, but I'm glad to lose to Mike. I think he said, wow, was it like 80 pounds he wants to lose? And I'm shooting for about 30. So if any of you have ever struggled with that, that's you know what it's about anyway. Up next, a new group to Minnesota Homebrew. Two gentlemen who comprise Great Uncle Helmer from the Twin City and Western Wisconsin area. Great Uncle Helmer has a CD, Old Man Will Travel. And he's best described as an acoustic geek rock duo. In the same way, chocolate cake might best be described as a leavened confection flavored with extract from the cacao bean. This zany duo is comprised of Memphis Evans and a gentleman that I have the pleasure of performing with occasionally, Captain Carl. Here's Great Uncle Helmer with Winter Ghost.
There is a ghost that haunts your town, strolling by the river, walking tall around, jacket, boots and laces all leather brown, 18 shades of blue ever since he came down. Winter ghost, you can see right through. Winter ghost, 18 shades of blue. Sitting in the square on a dark winter's day, where she sat with him when the trees were on display, where he moved to show her and she moved to go away. He glides into the river where he still must die today. Winter ghost, you can see right through. Winter ghost,
folk music or what?
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. If I were to look at your notes app on your iDevice or your to-do list in your Outlook, or maybe you run a day timer and you have a task list, maybe I'd find stuff like fix the leaky kitchen sink, get back with Dave because he's called 4 times and wants to have lunch, make an appointment for the car because it's making some noise, or an oldie but a goodie is, get that exercise program down and actually do it this time. All these things that we have going on in life, and then we try to manage to keep doing our songwriting, keep learning in songwriting. That can be a real challenge. Sometimes songwriting takes a back seat, and that's not entirely bad because we do need to live life in order to be able to write about it. The challenge that it is we might get days, weeks, or even months down the road and realize we haven't done anything with songwriting. But there is one thing that you can do to help ensure that you're always doing something with songwriting, and that is do something every day towards songwriting. For some people, it may mean picking up the phone, getting in touch with the publisher, and asking them if they've gotten the CD package that you've sent them. For other people, it might mean booking some time in the studio to record the last song on the CD or the first song on the CD. Or maybe it's booking some writing time with just yourself, putting a Do Not Disturb sign on the door and shut off the phone and sit down and actually write. Maybe it's just a matter of stopping by the music store and picking up a set of guitar strings you need. Or, if you're at work, maybe mark down some title ideas that you hear from conversations while you're on break or during lunch. If you can commit to doing just one thing every day towards songwriting, you know, it really kind of adds up. It's like if you were to take the $5 that you might spend on a Starbucks coffee and some sort of a scone or chocolate bar or whatever, you know, in a week's time, that's $35. And in a year's time, that's over $1,800. And that's some serious cash. And it works the same way when we're doing songwriting. If you can commit to doing one thing, before you know it, you realize, wow, I really kind of came a long way here. So that's a tip for this time. I'm Brad. If you have any questions or you'd like to suggest a songwriting tip, drop me a line at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Yes, braddunzey.com. That's DUNSE.com. And that's really good advice, whether you're writing music or doing anything, building any dream. I have a song I wrote called Blip, and the line, it starts, every day of my life I keep building away, laying brick after brick on the wall. And although I don't do one thing every day, I really should, because Brad's advice is spot on. Well, I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, and I always take this bottom of the hour opportunity for a little shameless and unbridled self-promotion. Sitting here with my guitar, and I like to write songs about my friends. A couple weeks ago, you heard me play Andy Met a Girl, and in the past, you've heard me play a song called Season Salt for my friend Bruce Bjork back in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. And Bruce, if you haven't heard that, I apologize. I'm going to have to play it for you again or send it to you or something. you know what that's about, the title Season Salt. But this song here is about my friend Jack here in Thief River Falls, who is a history teacher, and I just finished it. In fact, I was just, after the show started, tweaking a couple words in the third verse. Jack's a history teacher. Jack's in love with history. He breathes it like the air. Eats it like it's chocolate. Says it like a prayer. He dreams it in the nighttime and takes it everywhere with him. Jack's not one for dawdling. Research helps him find crucial information he packs into his mind and then disseminates it. Isn't that quite kind of him? And if I could build a time machine, I'd loan it out for free and watch my buddy Jack commune with history, flipping through the centuries like pages in a book, and even going back again so he can have a second look. Jack would travel back to witness various events. He'd ask Akbar how he fed so many elephants, and query Queen Elizabeth on if she knew a gent named Will. Then scurry off to Gettysburg and readily report that Abe's voice was as squawky as historians purport, and tell us just how Charlemagne found a way to thwart the Danes. And if I could build a time machine, I'd loan it out for free and watch my buddy Jack commune with history, flipping through the centuries like pages in a book, and even going back again so he can take a second look. Is history what happens, or do we recreate, synthesize the known facts and then interpolate? Is it irrefutable? There's no guarantee, 'cause even experts disagree. It would be so tempting to change things on the spot. Jack could shine a light in Oswald's eyes to foil the shot, or tip off Archduke Ferdinand to save the world a lot of pain. He'd follow Marco Polo to Oriental lands and discover if the babe pointed at the stands, and zoom off to the future to see Weena and her George. And if I could build a time machine, I'd loan it out for free and watch my buddy Jack commune with history, flipping through the centuries like pages in a book, and even going back again so he can take a second look. Of Scotty Torgerson with a song called One of the Girls. I think we're going to do a tune by Allison Scott. We need to hear from the ladies here, and I will admit that we are getting more music from the ladies, but we still have a shortage of that. So if you're out there, whether you're a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters or you're a female songwriter anywhere in Minnesota or with some Minnesota connection, and I even have been known to stretch the borders of Minnesota a little bit, we want to hear from you. Go to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, and click on About and learn how you can submit your music, because our motto is you send it, we play it. Here's Allison Scott with Upside Down from her Chinese Whispers CD.
The world, children are not played, and we know, we know we got to do something. I want to see the world come upside down, try to find a smile in every frown, hope to see the good come back around, and just keep on going. I watch fish grow wings and fly.
And Scott. As I mentioned a little while ago, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, and I have a tendency of stretching the borders of Minnesota a little bit to include those fine musicians I know that are just over in Grand Forks area and cross into Wisconsin. Since I came from Wisconsin, I'd like to say hello to my friend Bruce and Don if they're listening tonight, and JT, of course, and Bob Don in Hackensack, and Dale and Anoka, and maybe even Brooke and Brody are listening down in Fargo. And in stretching the borders, here's a fella that I hung around with a little bit back as a teenager at teen dances in Wisconsin, and his name is Fizz Kaiser, and he's from Star Prairie, Wisconsin, which is just north of New Richmond, up there by Cedar Lake. And believe it or not, we talk back and forth on Facebook, but I have not seen Fizz since about 1966. He finally achieved a dream with a CD called The River Road, which is a thematic work of art. And here's a tune off that called I'm Not Following You, Fizz Kaiser on Minnesota Homebrew.
Check out the day. The first time you think that you know where you are, you will wake up and find out you ain't. Oh, I never know what I might do. Oh, I'm feeling well and I think time will tell. I know I'm not following. Time in my youth, in my prime, I bet it all, then I let it ride. I did what I did, hell, I burned every bridge I could not get home when I tried. I never know what I might do. Oh, I'm feeling well and I think I'll tell. Time you think that you know where you are, you will wake up and find out you ain't. Oh, I never know what I might do. Oh, I'm feeling well and I think time will tell. I know I'm not following you. Oh, I never know what I might do. I'm feeling well and I think time will tell. I know I'm not following you.
There's not everyone who could say he has three Z's in his name. That's Fizz Kaiser from the quaint little town of Star Prairie, Wisconsin. We're fond of saying here in Minnesota Homebrew that we play everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So here's the latter of those two great songwriters, Bob Muscovitz with a song, the title song off his Pot of Gold CD.
I saw a funny little man dancing in the glen. Smiley face, sparkly eyes, rosy cheeks, and then he stopped a bit to look at me as if it was the end. Laughed out loud and carried on, I thought he was pretending. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, it kinda made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. I never thought that I would see this funny little man jumping up round and round, dancing on the land. I never dreamt that he was real, but now I understand. He smiled at me and then a week before he took my hand. Wrinkled face and funny pipe, grin from ear to ear, leaning on his crooked cane, bringing me his cheer. I still recall the memory of what my grandma told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. Yes, it made me wonder if there's gold within the pot. I never saw a thing, my guess was that it's not. A rainbow came from nowhere on his chest, I saw a spark. He said, everyone's a rainbow, it's a gold that's in your heart. The little man looked back at me as if it's time to go. With a smile on his his face, from his heart aglow. I know that I will not forget, and I'll forever know about the Irish leprechauns, the lesson that will grow. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, he kind of made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold.
That's Bob Muscovitz. I hope that gets you in the mood for St. Paddy's Day, which is coming up in a few weeks. Now, here's a fine song. Wayne Hamilton is our fearless leader, I should call Wayne. He's the president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And if you want to check out that fine organization, it's mnsongwriters.org. Lots and lots of perks for only $35 a year. I'm a member, and I don't regret it at all. Here's Wayne with Mama's Music off his Some of the Best CD.
Just a kid back in high school, we had a damn fine rock and roll band. We covered all the tunes by our favorite groups. We played at dances, one-night stands. We always practiced over in my house, 'cause the guys would all agree. My mama loved our music so much, it was the only place to be. And she'd be prancing around in the kitchen, her hauling cookies down the stairs. She'd bring us lemonade when we needed it most, 'cause we were playing hard down there. And we always knew when we hit the groove with the song we were working on, 'cause mama would open up the windows to watch folks dancing on our lawn. Mama listened to me all day long, we heard it morning, noon, and night. She dragged my pappy out to dances, she made sure that he got the steps right. Sometimes she'd ask our band if we knew a tune she'd heard the night before. We knew right then we better learn that song. We didn't wait a minute more. Every day, so it wasn't difficult for me to decide what I would do. I just took what my mama started. Now I'm playing here for you. And she'd be prancing around in the kitchen, or hauling cookies down the stairs. She'd bring us lemonade when we needed it most, 'cause we were playing hard down there. The song we were working on, 'cause mama would open up the windows to watch folks dancing on our lawn. And we always knew when we hit the groove with the song we were working on, 'cause mama would open up the windows to watch folks dancing on our lawn. She liked that music so darn much, even danced out on the
full. and flowers, birds and snails seen by my grandparents live. I have breathed the salty air on the northern sea, collected ancient rocks and shells to carry home with me. I am so happy, I am so full. Stories my relatives have told. I have visited the graves of the common and the king, the ships that traveled wide with the goods of the Viking. I am so happy, I am so full. So mighty, I walked the vaulted halls, saw stories in the pictures that hung upon the walls. It is time for me to leave, but I'm taking home with me sweet memories of Denmark, surrounded by the sea. I am so happy, I am so full. I am here, it is good for my soul. I am so happy, I am so full. I am here, it is good for my soul.
Who knows where we get our ideas for songs from. I get them from my friends and from the things around me, from the things that turn me on, the things that frustrate me. I'm no different than any other songwriter. I'm no better, no worse. We're all just lumped together. We love to create and talk about our experience and our feelings and sometimes even say something worthwhile. That was Eunice Collette with a song called Denmark, which is credited to her Danish grandmother, whose gift of music was also a survival skill for the woman. Eunice is the seventh of 11 children and began playing the guitar at age 11 and has been writing music ever since. Eunice Collette. That's a good name from northeastern North Dakota, the Collette family. They own a lot of farmland up there around Grafton, North Dakota. Here's Chad Schenck with Janice Gilbert, When She Puts On That Lipstick, on Minnesota Homebrew.
She's a foxy little vixen with a wild look in her eyes, wearing rich velvet lipstick. The way she moves should be crime. And the whole town's been talking about where she was last night. She was alone when she walked in, but walked out with a new guy. She had him on a hook, she was playing the game. She puts on that lipstick. This ain't the first time that it's happened. I feel sorry for the last guy. She used her body to trap him, then she took him for a ride. She was chasing on that lipstick. Lipstick. When she puts on that lipstick, they forget their common sense. And then they're stuck with a sorry regret. But she knows just what she do. When she puts on that lipstick, boy, you better forget it. All she knows, she's got a watch if she can feel it in their look. And they stare longer than they should when she puts on that on that lipstick.
Though the Lord may have my soul, I love you only an evening falls like mirror ball. Been so slowly, I should have been listening like you do, like you do. I should have been listening like you do. How do you do, like? Love you only. I should have been listening like you do, like you do. I should have been listening like you do. How do you do, like you do?
Jake Dilley, Jake Quam, and Dan Larson with a group called Color Pharmacy from the Twin Cities. And I really like those guys. They were up and did a concert last fall, August, I think, here at Northland College in Thief River Falls. And three very, very fine young gentlemen.